Pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I was listening to that opening to our show. Every time I hear that opening, I hear something different. We want to share the gospel without any backbone to it. No, truth is, most of us don't even share the gospel anymore. We say we do. The average guy doesn't really know how to do it. It's part of the training, equipping, mobilizing, all that. I was having a conversation yesterday. Well, over the last couple of days, I've been having a lot of conversations about how do we engage the pastor. And it's pointed out to me, I can't laugh. They don't want anything to do with me because, as one guy said, get too much testosterone. I suppose that's true. I reminded what Doc Roof out in Iowa said, that I couldn't take it too much at first. But I said, I'm not that kind of guy. And I just have water hose in my face all the time. And, ultimately, I don't know if we can win without those guys. I don't know if we can. And I love pastors. Just like I love quarterbacks. I love fullbacks and linebackers. The fact that I criticize people doesn't mean I don't love them. And I try to never, ever, I try to never personally point a gun. We said, well, yeah, but, you talk about pastors and, you're talking about everybody. He said, well, yeah, but you know what? I sit around my living room, my place. I go everywhere and I hear people criticize coaches. I was a coach my whole life. And all I hear people yelling at the coaches. How come nobody stands up and says, don't yell at the coaches? They're doing the best that they can. And why then is this conglomerate of people called pastors, why are they immune to criticism? Well, they're immune to criticism because we're trying to win them into the battle. But I continue to make the same point. The battle's out there and they're not in it, right? They're not in it. I got so much I want to talk to you about today. Yeah, I got some. Hey, can I start out with some good humor? We got Kurt Nock with us here today. Kurt, I'll bring you up here in a second. I just got some things. I got the greatest. Jared, click on the Elizabeth Warren graphic. I'm sure you guys have heard about Elizabeth Warren, and I'm not going to beat that horse. But this one was just too good. There's her family tree. I don't know if you guys can see that. Then maybe this guy up here in the corner, maybe he was an Indian. Maybe. And to think how much mileage she's gotten off of calling herself a Cherokee is absolutely unbelievable. So there it is, where I saw a graphic the other day. Warren, it was a political poster. Warren 1-2020. In other words, one part in 2020 Indian. So there's a little humor to get us rolling here today. I'm not going to go down that tree. I got a lot of information. I got to try to do an information download here on you guys this morning because I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's go first of all to don't forget Marshfield. Jared, pull that up there real quick on the calendar, if you will. Michelle and I are heading to Marshfield, Wisconsin. Going to be hundreds of us up there. If you've never been part of something like that, no, it's not too late to come. We're going to be there Wednesday, begins Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and then in Saturday afternoon about 2. It's going to start in Marshfield, Wisconsin on Wednesday night. Church Arise, Operation Save America, Assault and Light Brigade, Missionaries to the Preborn. And then it's going to shift on Friday. Going to go down to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. About 2.5-3 hours distance in those two things. We're going to do some ministry work down there. Church Arise in Milwaukee. So if you're anywhere, listen, if you just came over for a day, it'd be really, really worth it. And we're going to do street ministry. We'll have some teaching in the evenings, different things going on like that. We're trying to put these things, this type of stuff, we're trying to get these going all across America. And as I said yesterday, we're not too far away from our first regional They've been out there in Hellertown, PA, out in Bethlehem, PA. So again, Church Arise in Marshfield begins Wednesday evening. Love to see you there. Ends on Saturday. I want to get that out of the way. Second thing, let's go to this second. Jared, let's go to how did I send that to you? Jim Kraft. Jim's a good old boy, man. And I heard from Jim Kraft yesterday. Hey, Jared, maybe you can get it ready. That video I put up there, I just did send it to you, I think, buddy. Let me check and see. It just says Jim Kraft. Yeah, you don't have to play it yet. Jim Kraft is he's gone to about every disaster with us ever since we've been gone. And Jim jumped in his truck and he took some supplies and he went down to Mexico City, whatever that place is. He has some relatives down there. And Jimmy says is Jim in here today? Jim says it's worse than he's ever seen. Worse. We've been to some places, folks. And Jim said it's worse than he's ever seen. And I'm going to play this video real quick. It's only a couple minutes Jim took inside a relative's house down there. Here's the point I'm trying to make. Listen now. Right now, Jim Kraft is set up down in Panama City or Mexico City. I don't know where it is. And he is ready to receive anybody who wants to come down there and help. Right now he can go. You can make plans to go down there. If you can't go to Marshfield, Jim Kraft is ready to host you in Panama City, I think is where he is. And he said the devastation is unbelievable. So, well, what would I do? Well, you would, first of all, they're in a cleanup mode right now. Everything's just, it's just sticks and stones. Everything's been destroyed. And so Jim's going to put you up. Get your stuff to eat, take care of it. It's work, man. And as Jim says, it's a good chance to get Jesus back in your heart when you get down there and see these people have lost everything. So if you're interested and you would like to go, in fact, we're going to start planning even the next weekend. We're going to start trying to put some teams down on the ground and help down there because it's absolutely devastating. We've already raised a little over $10,000 to be able to, we raised 150 or whatever it was down in Texas. I haven't really pushed it nearly as hard yet. I haven't pushed it nearly as hard because I haven't been down there and I just haven't had a feel for it. But we're going to continue to raise money and try to put people on the ground. So go ahead and play that real quick video of Jim. He filmed this for us yesterday, Jared.
Okay, folks. So when you walk into one that's still standing, but it lost, as you can see, part of the roof that we're re-raftering and gonna get tarp on it here in a little bit. It's hotter than blue blazes, so we're trying to take a break without croaking right now. But all the drywall comes down and roofing, and this is the kind of mess that people have from something like this. And of course you got a new sunroof there, courtesy of the Hurricane Michael. And anyway, this is what she looks like after it's over. For one that's still standing. There's so many of them that aren't standing, there ain't nothing left. And we'll get you some living color of that here after a while. But for all you guys out there that's AWOL from Jesus, let me tell you something. Here's your chance to get back in the fight. So, we love you. We appreciate you. See you later, brothers.
Jared, go to my Facebook page real quick. I got another real quick video. Guys, listen. I don't know the solution. The need is so much greater than we can even understand. Go ahead and play that one. Is that what was good? Is that my personal page? Go ahead and play this. And that wasn't from Jim. There, right there. Play that one. Just let that one play, folks. Just look at these pictures as this thing plays. Turn the sound down. Thanks, Jared. Listen, we can't. Where do you start, right? Where do you start? Where do you start? These people lost everything, and it's overwhelming. And, we could raise $1 million, and it wouldn't make a dent. It really wouldn't. The amount of money that we raise, we go down there, and it's twofold. Number one, we try to share the gospel when we go. Go to these events. The hearts of people are really, really open. And we believe that we do a a more personal touch than what FEMA would do, or Red Cross or Salvation Army. And we often set up on the corner and cook food for people and go in and help tear drywall out of that kind of stuff. The need is so overwhelming. And one of the reasons we think this is so important is we think it's an opportunity to make the church great again. As Jim said, some guys are just sit around at home, don't really have a whole lot going on, and spending too much time on the internet doing stuff. His chance to get back in the game. I mean, this is unbelievable, isn't it? It really, really is. So if you're interested in going, contact me, okay? Just coach@coachdavelive.com. We'll connect you with Jim. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. Load up a hammer and whatever, and get your hind end down there. Some of you are close enough you can do it. And if some of you are interested maybe in going in a couple weeks or next weekend or whatever, we're trying to put those teams together as well. If you want to donate, you can do it online, coachdavelive.com. As I said, we've raised probably $12,000, which may sound like a lot of money, but it's not. We'll house you. Maybe you'll be sleeping in a church. We'll feed you. We'll try to help you some travel expenses to get you down there. But this is a great opportunity. Folks, this is what you see right there is what's going on in the hearts of people. There's a hurricane. There's a hurricane hitting in the hearts of most people, not just here, in America. And we got to get ourselves boned up and ready to go. Okay, thanks for that, Jared. I appreciate that. And then we've got Kurt Nock on here with us. Kurt, thanks for joining us today. Jared, I sent you a different standalone email from Kurt. It says, what does it say? Yeah, meet you at the polls. Kurt, come on in and talk a little bit about that, how the first weekend went and what we need to do from here to get this thing up and running, Kurt.
Okay, you got me?
We got you, buddy.
All right, yeah. Well, our first meeting was 2 days ago, right? Sunday afternoon. And I was very encouraged. We had probably about 35 people at my location in Spring, Texas. Most of those were church members. And I tell you, I'm so proud of my church. When I introduced this to my one of the elders in my church, I said, hey, we got kind of started putting this thing together a couple of weeks ago, and it's going down. And you guys think that the church might want to get involved. And you know what kind of response you typically get for something like that, right?
Right.
And he says, I don't see why not. I thought, well, that's a good move in the right direction. And I presented it to another elder, and he said, yeah. And so we watched the Rafael Cruz video that I've got posted on the website in the for the men's Bible study on Wednesday night last week. And then we played it again for a Sunday school class on Sunday. I mean, they were all in, and the people we had come out were excited to be there. We had a really great time. At the end, Coach, as I was kind of wrapping things up and talking about next week, I said, yeah, I've been told that this is not going to happen with the pastors of America. It's going to happen in the trenches. And a group down towards the end said, hey, well, wait a minute. Wait, we got a pastor over here. I said, oh, we do. And this fellow from a church just down the road from me, he and his wife had showed up, and I invited him up, and he was so happy to be there. He's going to bring his church, and he'll be leading us this coming Sunday. So I'm really excited about that. There were some pastors that showed up, and I'm so thankful for those men of God who step up to the plate and do what needs to be done. But we had at least 25 meetings this last Sunday, and I'm sure there were probably a good number more than that they didn't contact me and let me know that they were actually showing up at a poll. Some of those meetings were just one person, which is absolutely great. I'm glad to have those counties covered. God can do a lot through the prayers of one person, right, Coach? The yeah. Fervent, effective prayer of a righteous man, right? That's singular, can accomplish much. So that's great. We had other meetings that were 20, 30 people. I don't know of anything over than 40, but that it's possible that happened. And this is the cool thing. This is just a little bonbon from heaven for me, right? God covered this from Boynton Beach, Florida, which is on the coast, all the way to Spokane, Washington, another place in Portland. So we had it from the Atlantic to the Pacific. We had a lot of meetings here in Texas, and we also had all the way up to, we had two in Minnesota, one in Wisconsin that I'm aware of. So we had it north to south, east to west. We had a meeting at Las Vegas City Hall, which just thrills the heck out of me. And then get this, just before the meeting started Sunday afternoon, I got an email from somebody. She said, hey, the first meeting already happened, and it wasn't even 3 o'clock yet on the East Coast. She said, my brother had a meeting, just himself, in Cape Town, South Africa, 7 hours ago. So, man, I'm pretty pumped.
Amen.
You know, it's in the world's eyes, this is a small beginning, Dave. I was thinking a couple days ago that I was just sitting there contemplating how this was going down in the spiritual realm, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, you got all those demons out there seeing this stuff going on, and they're poking each other in the side, and they're laughing, and they're saying, ah, look at those little weenies down there. Look at that one little guy standing by his pole, thought his whole church was going to show up, and there he is. Uh-huh. You know, and they're making all kinds of fun of it. But inside, Dave, you know what's going on.
They do. That's right. We're just weed whacking right now, Kurt. That's all. We just got the weed whackers out, buddy. We're just getting started, right?
Yeah, they're scared. They know what's coming. This is a work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Kurt, how do we promote it? Let me say this real quick, folks. Listen, Dr. Roof sent me an email about this, and I thought it was such a great idea. We're not having Republican prayers and Democrat prayers, okay? We're not doing that. And make that very clear that this is a prayer of a repentance for our nation. And if you want to pray for the government, pray for our leaders, but don't turn this into, you're not, we all know, right? We all get it. But we don't want to turn this into a pray for Trump rally and all that kind of stuff. Just get out there and just pray for our nation in repentance and let the Holy Spirit have an opportunity to be able to move. You with me on that, Kurt?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't want this to be political for a couple of reasons. Number one, not everybody in every church is necessarily going to agree with us on everything. And there's no point in creating animosity and agitation and so forth. This is the time for the church to come together.
Not at the poll, though. Not at the poll. Don't create animosity at the polls. I believe in creating a little animosity within the body of Christ, the church that you attend. I think you ought to stir that thing up a little bit. But when you
that's true. But these meetings right now are not a place for that. We don't want people to go out there and start stirring the pot, okay? Because that's you start doing that, and the next week half your people are going to be gone. You got to, you know, you catch more bees with honey than you do with water, right? So we're going to go out there. We're going to love. We're not. That doesn't mean that we back off from the truth. We are biblically correct and not politically correct. But that does mean that we can, as salt, you know, you can add too much salt and yeah, it's going to preserve, but nobody's going to want to eat it. All right. We want to have enough salt to make it tasty. We want to have enough light so we're not blinding them, turning them away. We want to invite these people in. We want to get dialogues going. We want to get some understanding going. There are a lot of people out there with a viewpoint that may be different from mine in certain regards, but you know what? They do have a point in some respects, in some ways, and I may very well be wrong in some things. In other things, we can't really have much negotiation. You know, if two guys want to get married, well, the Bible has something to say about that. I'm not allowed to have an opinion. There's some things we can have opinions on, some things that we really can't. But we're not going to lead with that, okay? We're going to pray together and allow people to come into fellowship and hopefully into a better understanding of truth.
We want to awaken the hearts of Christians in particular to our civic duties and civic responsibilities. That we get the type of government that we elect. And if we do not show up at the polls, then those who show up at the polls are the ones who pick our leaders. And we're at a time and a place when We've never had such a social upheaval in regards to good and evil as we have right now. Maybe the 60s, but it's the same spirit that we had in the 60s, but a little bit different. Man, I got so much stuff I want to show you guys today. So, Kurt, we got to Facebook it. We got to, hey, I'm going back. I'll be back in Newark, Ohio, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I'm going to be back there with you. And if you're close, come and join us. And by the way, you can start one right where you live. It doesn't have to be at your county seat. It can be at the anywhere. Find a pole and get out in front of that pole and awaken others and bring them to the polls and say, come on, church, we have got to get involved. It's the job of the pastor, I believe, to, if your pastor doesn't know how to vote or which team is good and which team is bad, then find a new pastor. Because if he can't figure that out, right? So let's bring some pressure to bear on our local churches. And let's get the church involved. Anybody else help us out? Any suggestions at all here?
Kirk, we had a conversation about a week ago, and I'd love for you to run through. I asked you, well, why are we praying? What's the purpose of prayer? Can you briefly tell the folks why we're out there at the polls?
Yeah, absolutely. There's several things that could be said about that. One thing is this. Jesus told his disciples, he said, look out there. He says, the harvest is white. He says, look at all those people. Look at all those souls. Jesus knew that there are people ready to come into the kingdom. But what did he tell them? He said, pray for the Lord of the harvest to send workers into those fields.
Amen.
That's a very interesting comment, isn't it?
Sure is.
He knew that it had to happen, but he said, I'm not going to do it. He can, but he said, I'm not going to do it. You got to pray it through. God asked his church to pray things through. God doesn't generally move on this earth if it isn't through the body of Christ. We are the body. What does the body do? The body does stuff. The head, Christ, he's got the ideas. He gives the instructions, but it's the body who's got to move or it doesn't happen. How often have we missed out on opportunities, or how often has God desired to do a work in an area, but the body of Christ did not step forward and do what they needed to do?
Amen.
That's what prayer is about. But prayer, like Coach says, that's only step one. After prayer, we got to go out and put this stuff into action. There are certain individuals out there who are called to a life of intercession. That's a very specific gifting and calling, and a great one. But the vast majority of us are to be out there working with our feet on the ground, and even the intercessors are working as well.
Amen.
So that's very important.
Faith without works is dead. Okay, now, Kurt. We got this 3 more weeks, and then we're going to show up. And you believe we're that close to the midterm elections? We'll do this 3 more weeks. Folks, despise not the days of small beginnings. Those of you who have influence, use Facebook, use Twitter, use whatever you do. And maybe you didn't go last week. Start one this week. Take your wife and go. Take your husband and go. Take your family and go. I know Pastor Tom Gill, the Gill Nation, he took his group down. He had 10 before he even showed up. He was able to take his family down and build on it. That's what we need to continue to do. Anybody else for the good of the group? Then we'll move on here.
Let me just say a couple things here. You can get one of these flyers on our website. You go on the resources tab at govpray.com, and you can open this up as a Word document. Just type in your own information here for your own courthouse, city hall, whatever, with the address, and then you can hand these out to, I recommend driving by your local churches, go in there, meet the pastor, hand him a flyer, say, this is what we got going on. Would you guys join us, your fellow believers, to pray for our country?
Amen.
And you can hand these out. I was having a lunch with my granddaughters last Sunday in a restaurant. I overheard 3 guys talking politics. I got up, sat down with them, and I said, this is what we got going on. And one of the guys says, well, I don't live around here. I'm from Bandera, Texas. I said, at the Bandera County Courthouse, it's going on there, too. So that was pretty cool. Just, you got to be out there. You got to mix with people. Also, be sure if you know anybody who's influential, like Coach Dave here, who has any kind of a broadcast or any kind of a reach or following, tell them about what's going on. Have them get in touch with me through govpray.com, and that will help to get the word out as well.
Amen. Kurt, we appreciate your work, and we'll be doing it again next. We'll have you on here next week. This Sunday, 3 o'clock, wherever you are, get out in front. Get out in front of that poll. Meet you at thepolls.com or govpray.com. Both go to the same site. Hey, Kurt, God bless you, man. Thank you. I thank God that He gave you that vision. I thank God that you're running with it, right? Because the vision is yet for appointed time. Oh, Habakkuk, Jared, go to Habakkuk. Go to Habakkuk. I'm gonna. You say what? Yeah, Habakkuk. Yep. Go to Habakkuk 3. I think it is. Jared said, I didn't even know that was in the Bible. Say it, Jared. Well, how many of you say, so you guys can say, boy, I'm glad Jared's running. I didn't even know it was in there. Good. I think it's three. Let's see here. Nope. Maybe it might be four. Go. Four. Okay, three. So, write the vision. It's Habakkuk 2. Go to Habakkuk 2. There it is. Verse 1 of Habakkuk. I will stand upon my watch. That'd be you guys. I'm going to set me upon the tower, and I'm going to watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So Habakkuk says, I'm going to go out here, I'm pray, and I'm going to wait for the Lord to tell me what to do. And the Lord answered me. Isn't that something? The Lord answers. And he said, write the vision. Write it and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Folks, listen, there's something very important about writing down goals and visions. It's a constant reminder, right? The one who read it may run with it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Appointed time, not just for any time, it's for an appointed time. But at the end, that vision shall speak, and it shall not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul is lifted up. His soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So there it is, brother. So, Kurt, you wrote it down. The one who reads it can run with it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Habakkuk 2, beginning in verse 1. Thanks, Kurt. Hey, anybody else jump in here? I got a lot of stuff here to do. A lot of stuff. Anybody? Maybe here's why we're losing. Jared, go to More Witches Than Presbyterians. The what? Yeah. You wonder why we're in a mess we're in. I found this on the ChristianPost.com. Do you see it there, Jared? There it comes up. Look at that. Witches outnumber Presbyterians in the United States. Wiccan paganism is growing astronomically. Do I need to put on my tinfoil hat? Huh? And by the way, I'm going to dip my toe in this one. I'm not going to stay here all day today. You still celebrating Halloween? Huh? How about this? Has your church Christianized Halloween and now called trunk or treat? Like now it's not what it was, huh? I'm not going to get into that teaching. But here's what. First of all, we don't believe in witches. We don't really believe in it. We saw that a bunch of them were putting a hex on Kavanaugh. We saw that, right? But we don't believe it. Those guys, I don't believe in witches. No, it's because it's like Hollywood's done the same thing, right? Wicked Witch of the West. They put her on a broomstick and fly around, and we think that's it. No. Folks, there's a very, 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 very dark side. And they're organized, and they're outgrowing. They're growing. And much of what you see and I see out on the streets of America is a direct outgrowth of this paganism and these witches and stuff that's going on. It is what it is. And if you ask yourself about a 21, 22-year-old kid just out of college, which would be more exciting to you, Presbyterianism or witchcraft? There we are, baby. That's what we're dealing with. Somebody come on in here. I've been doing a lot of talking about race. Nope.
Well, it might be exciting, but it's kind of stupid once you get into it.
Well, it's real, though, Vinny. That's the thing. It's real. See,
yeah.
Demons are real. They're real, folks. This stuff is real.
Don't discount that. Don't discount that they exist.
Don't discount that it exists. Okay, don't. Now, I want to show you something else here. My buddy Steve Klein's been making me aware of this. Jared, click on it. It says Prager, duck, duck, go. I said this off the line, off of the air yesterday. Folks, listen, let's strangle Google. Stay right there, man, Jared. Let's strangle Google. You know, I'm as bad as everybody else. I say, well, Google it. And Google's become a part of our vernacular, of the words that we use. But Google is very, very deeply controlled. They control the algorithms, artificial intelligence, all that stuff. And the new search engine, listen, you got to do this, okay? There is the new search engine you should be using. It's called DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Instead of clicking on Google Chrome, or maybe you have to start at Google Chrome, I don't know, click on DuckDuckGo, and you can search, and they don't censor, and they don't classify, and they don't use algorithms to censor everything. We've got to move people away from Google. Duck, duck, go. Now, here's what Steve told me today. Jared, go back to that page with Dennis Prager on it. Now, watch this, folks, to see if this happens. I want Jared's going to click on this picture of Dennis Prager. What did Muhammad do? And see if some type of warning. This is Google. See if some type of warning comes up. Click on that, Jared. Yeah, I'm sorry. Do it on Google. Well, you'll probably have to use that same link. Let's see. It probably isn't gonna work unless you would copy that link right in it. There. Well, just click on that and see what happens, Jared. Just click on what did Muhammad do? Yeah, it doesn't do it on yours. Probably because you're on DuckDuckGo. I did it on mine. If I could show you here, which I can't, I clicked on that Dennis Prager link, and what does it bring up for me? Slow computer over here. It brings up a warning, a restricted warning. Here, you probably can't see it. Can you guys see my screen? I'm looking upside down on it. But on my screen, it says, can anybody see that and read that? What's that say? It's probably upside down. Okay, so I clicked on that screen. It says this. YouTube privacy warning. YouTube does not let you watch videos anonymously. As such, watching this video will have you tracked by Google. That's what it says right down, the warning. You click and watch that video. Okay? So, folks, duck, duck, go. Duck, duck, go. Because we're being censored on the internet. Okay? Anybody on that one? Come on in here.
Dead on. Dead on. No, we have to starve Google. We have to starve YouTube. We have to starve them all because they starve us.
They're in financial trouble to begin with. They're in trouble. So let's starve them. Jared, let's go to 2 Thessalonians, all right?
Coach, on DuckDuckGo and things?
Yeah.
I have, supporting STAB and in promoting STAB, I've asked people, just Google what Sharia law is trying to do in the United States and stuff. And boy, was that a mistake to tell them to Google it. Because the first 6 pages of results are all articles about how great it is that we're so inclusive. Yeah. We're inviting the Muslims in.
Yeah, folks, this is wicked. It's really, really wicked. And so I went to DuckDuckGo and I Googled me. Easy, criminy. It's good. It is good. It wasn't uncensored. That's for sure. So DuckDuckGo. Let that be. Now, my buddy Victor, he'll probably shoot me an email. I said, oh, coach, use this one too, because he gave me another good one we can use. And I got he loaded it up on my computer here. Victor, I'm sorry, man. I can't even read it. It's called Gmeta. Gmeta is another good one that you can use. Gmeta.net is another great search engine. So again, they've got us all thinking Google, Google, Google. We all go Google, Google all the time. A lot of other places it's being blocked. Gmeta. Okay, there you go. There's another one. Cool. Okay, I'm in 2 Thessalonians. I want to show you what's going on in America here. We do like to get into the Bible a little bit here. 2 Thessalonians 2. Sorry, Jared. 2. Now we beseech you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you not be soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word. Whoa. How do you get troubled by spirit? Doesn't say in your spirit. Nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Amazing, isn't it? Back and when they wrote 2 Thessalonians, that day of Christ was at hand, they thought the imminent return of Jesus was then. Let no man deceive you by any means. So evidently men can deceive you. For that day, what day? The day of Christ shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. So it's a spirit, folks. It's a spirit. The man of perdition, the difference between the Antichrist spirit and the actual Antichrist, and I don't want to get into that right now. The spirit opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God. See, that could be you. You can be exalting yourself above all that is called God or that is worshiped. So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, I'm going to try to open your eyes here a little bit. What's the temple of God? What is the temple of the Holy Spirit, folks?
Our bodies. Hello?
Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or all that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God. You with me? Showing himself that he is God. That's us, man, man. Remember you not that when I was with you, I warned y'all about that? Now you know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Look at this. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work, dudes. This has been going on for a long time. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Talking about the controlling of the Holy Spirit. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him who is coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now watch. And for this cause. What cause? What cause? Come on, somebody help me here. What cause? And for this cause, what cause? Well, even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness and righteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. And for this cause, what cause? They didn't receive the love of the truth. God, not the devil. God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Hey guys, that's going on all around us. That is going on. That is what's happened inside our churches. He has sent a strong delusion and people are believing lies. Well, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of truth. Wherein to you he called you by our gospel, the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brothers, stand fast. Hold on, boys. Hold the traditions which you've been taught. whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us, have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Next chapter, because the chapter break is out of line. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men, for all men ain't got faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I'm putting a chapter break right there. What he's talking about? Be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. Now, somebody help me. Who might that be? Unreasonable and wicked men.
Politicians, maybe?
Maybe. People in positions.
That's powers and principalities.
Principalities and powers. Why? Because, as we just read, they are being controlled, right? They're being controlled by demonic forces, these wicked, evil people. And because we have rejected the truth, see, because we have accepted homosexuality, God has sent a strong delusion that we now ordain them. And now we don't even have the ability to see that Bruce Jenner is a man. Strong delusion that we to believe that God made homosexuals, so therefore we should welcome them into our congregations and love them, and that we shouldn't be worried about judging people and righteousness, and we shouldn't be worried about that. We should just be loving each other. See, that's a strong delusion.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
How about the ones that are deluded?
Well, what would you say about that, Joe? What would you say about the ones? Because
once they are deluded, it's done.
Well, so it's the same thing, isn't it, Joe, as the reprobate mind they speak about in Romans 1. There's a difference between a delusion coming and a delusion being believed. And as Joe just said, once you have been deluded, man. Hey, Jared, that'd be a great Webster's word, wouldn't it? Delusion or deluded, deceived, misled, led into error, delusion. Delusion is the act of deluding, deception, a misleading of the mind, false representation. Wow. Illusion, error, or mistake proceeding from what? False views. Wow.
That's why the New Testament word repent means to change the way one thinks.
Yeah. You know,
that's why it says renewing of your mind, right? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. They're getting rid of those delusions. Go ahead, Larry. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, Joe mentioned about what about those who are being deluded? Well, you know, in our legal system in the United States, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right.
However, in the Bible, God does allow a certain amount of wrongdoing because you didn't know better. And that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20. This one verse has a whole lot in it. It says, brethren, be not children in understanding. In other words, don't stay babies in your understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children. If you do something wrong, let it be because you didn't know better.
Mm.
But in understanding be men. Now, your escape clause or your ignorance clause is sandwiched in between two admonitions to don't stay children in your thinking. Don't make your understanding increase and increase and increase. So if delusion is coming upon you because of teachers and preachers and stuff that are feeding you lies, it's your fault if you stay there and keep getting more and more deluded, because you are instructed to go on and increase your understanding. Don't stay in your little beginner level. Amen. So there is a certain amount of latitude granted by God, but that is sandwiched in between two admonitions to don't stay in that early baby stage.
Specifically, believers. We can understand why the lost world would be deluded. We can understand that, right? But when the delusion has crept into the church, and we all know that it has, right? We all Absolutely. Know that.
That because was a letter to the church at Corinth. It wasn't right. a believer. You know,
delusion. It's so easy, man. It's so easy for us to get deluded. So let me connect the dot here for you. This is a joke, but it's not a joke, okay? Jared, click on Pics of Feminism. Pics of Feminism. I came across this yesterday. And guys, you want to believe? You don't want to believe in demonic oppression. You don't want to believe in somebody being so deluded they lose their mind. This is 37 women before and after. Jared, let's just go down through these very quickly and understand what happened. See, I believe this. It says in Romans 1, receiving in themselves the due punishment for that which is meet, meaning they become what they believe. We all become what we believe. All right. Now, these are 37 pictures. I don't know who these people are, of what they call third wave feminism. These are when these people have reached a level of delusion that's almost irreparable. And Jared, just go down through these things slowly. What you're going to see is a before and after picture of what were these beautiful young women. Just take it slow, Jared. And you tell me there's not some type of delusion, some type of demonic influence that's causing these young ladies to do this. It's somebody's daughter. Wow. Oh, my Lord. Help me, Jesus. Folks, this is demonic. This is demonic. This is a strong delusion. Jared, see anybody you like yet? I know you're looking for a woman.
Good luck.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? This is somebody's child. Wow, only halfway through. You ain't going to believe the one at the end. That's why we're going all the way through. These were pretty girls at one time. Strong delusion. Shows up physically. Look at that one. Freeze there, Jared. Rachel Madcow.
Yes, I saw that one before. Can you believe that?
Huh? Rachel Madcow. Think she's not crazy?
That's insanity.
Huh? Does she look like a man? She acts like a man. She likes women.
How do you wake up and then tell yourself to look like that?
The strong delusion, brother. It's demonic influence. It's right before us and we don't recognize it. We don't believe in it. They're after our children. The devil is eating our children. Look at this. I'm sorry, those of you listening, you can't see it. These links are available. We'll have them. Look at that. Look at that. These links will be available. Strong delusion. Roger, I hope Gracie doesn't come home looking like that. Pretty girls. They were pretty. Third wave feminism. And believed a lie. Wow. Jared, that girl's single. The one on the right, Jared, that's single. You can maybe be looking her up. So, fellas, there it is, man. It's right in front of us. Third wave feminism. Cool. Couple other things. Anybody, jump in here. I feel like
hey, you know what, Coach?
Yeah.
I was in a pilot truck stop, and I was getting some waters, and as I'm standing in the line, I'm listening to the radio that, or the music that they were playing real loud in the store. And the song is, and it's girl singing, or it sounded like a girl, and it said, "It's my body and I'll do what I want with it. It's, I'll marry who I want. I'll sleep with who I want. It's my, you know, it's my heart. I love who I want." And I'm thinking, that's what they're feeding the children so that that's what they believe. That's how they are indoctrinating them, is through the music and through the technology and through the social media and through the advertisements and the magazines and the television and the movies and so on and so on. And that's what they're doing, is that they're indoctrinating. So anybody that has children and grandchildren that doesn't keep them away from that, them particular things, which is really hard, but guess what? If you truly love them and you truly care about their, the hope of their eternal salvation, you'll keep them away from it. Because I'm looking at these people as I'm traveling, and my heart is breaking. These people, they're just so possessed, so demonized, so just a mess.
Yeah, and you know, it's not limited to today's music and today's kids and stuff. Decades and decades, four, maybe five decades ago. Remember, one of the most popular country western songs was, "If loving you is wrong, then I don't want to be right."
That's right, Larry. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Hey, by the way, happy birthday to David Arthur. Happy birthday. How long, David, how long you been a man?
It'll be his 9 years. 9 years.
Amen. 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 Okay. Well, listen. Hey, Jared, real quickly, I got to show you what's going on. I got time here. Yeah. Jared, go to Isaiah. Is that what I want? Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14, real quick. Because, guys, I got to show you. Remember, we just read about Thessalonians, how he would sit in the temple. And I said, that's the flesh. That's the person. That's the fleshly person. Go to Isaiah 14. And go to verse 13, Jared. I want you to see this, folks. This is where the deception.
Hold on, Coach, can I just correct that real quick?
Yes.
46 years I've been a man because I was born a man.
Yes, sir. I knew it, David.
9 years since I've rediscovered my true identity in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Nine years since you've been a new man, right? Since you've been a new man. So here it is, folks. This could be wrong. You don't take scriptures out of context, but I'm going to. Here are what I call the five I wills of Satan. This is in Isaiah 14, and this is verse 13, the five I wills of Satan. Verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart. This is it. It's what we just read about in Thessalonians in the temple. I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's it. There it is. That's the delusion that's playing out all across America. My body, my choice, my will, my. It's the five I wills of Satan. Isaiah 14, verse 13. Okay, one more thing, I think. Happy birthday, David. Happy birthday. We'll see you. See her soon. Yes. I'm going to finish up. Jared, pull up old Johnny Cash here. I got this Lowell. I think it was Lowell sent it to me. I'm going to play it. I think it says Johnny Cash. Pull that up here real quick, and we're going to end the show with old Johnny Cash here a second. Hang on a second, Jared. Hey, folks, listen. For those of you tuned in late, we need volunteers to go down to the panhandle. We need volunteers. You say, Coach, I want to go, but I don't have a way to get there. Well, we'll get you a bus ticket, whatever. You got to contact me. I'll connect you to Jim Craft. Jim's down there right now. That it's hot as can be. Everything's gone. No power. We'll put you in a place where you have power. We'll give you food. It ain't gonna be the Ritz, but we're gonna try to send some people down this weekend. We're gonna try to send some people down next weekend. And we're just going to try to keep doing that as long as we possibly can. So if you want to go down and help those folks, those dear folks down in on the panhandle, get a hold of them. Okay? Now, Lowell's been after me. He says, Coach, we got to make this our theme song. It's an old Johnny Cash song. I forgot all about it. I don't probably couldn't even get it today. I'm playing this at the end because that way YouTube won't be able to ban it till at the very end if it is. Although I don't think this is copyright protected. If it is copyright protected, we want to give credit to Johnny Cash. I'm sure Johnny would not mind if we played this right now. I'm sure Capitol Records, whoever did, they would be very happy that we played this to advertise for Johnny Cash. But this takes us back. Think about this, man. This takes us back probably, 30 years, 40 years? I don't even know when this song was actually written. But this has got to be the theme of Christian men, the Christian church, in the times in which we live. And the title of this thing was God's Gonna Cut You Down. Go ahead and play that, Jared. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
See, that wouldn't fit today, would it? Huh? No, we gotta run around and tell him how much Jesus loves him. I like Johnny Cash's approach to it a little bit more. Chad just texted me. That's Stephen Minking's. Excuse me, hey. Stephen Minking's theme song. Stephen, I forgot all about that, man. So on the objective, that's his theme song. Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, you know, on my way back from Ohio, when I had my grandson up there at Lowell's thing. By the way, Lowell, my grandson is learning the Morse code. He wants to go ahead and jump in ham radio as deep as he can. But on the way back, we stopped at a Walmart and picked up a couple of CDs to listen to on the way driving home. And one of them was Johnny Cash. And believe it or not, my 10-year-old grandson had memorized every song on that Johnny Cash CD by the time we got home. And he really likes him.
Unbelievable. Awesome. Hey, one more thing, Jared. Throw it up there for us. Let's go to end the show on this one, folks. Jared, it says, where did I put it? Hillary, it says Hillary, Jared. Hey, folks, I want you to see who we're losing to. Let this be in your head. when John says we're going to tell him that the devil's going to cut him down. Tell him the devil's going to. Did you get it? That Dakota? You had him up there earlier, Jared. Dakota. No, that's the wrong one, man. It says Hillary Clinton on it, I think. There it is. Folks, Brooklyn-based transgender wolf queen witch goddess, they, them, theirs. This is a guy that's leading the coven. Somebody's going to go tell this guy. The Lord's about to cut him down. God bless you. See you tomorrow.